20th November, Sunday, chilly but clear. Today is my first day as a Mandarin teacher at Burma's Chinese school. To be honest, I dreamt I would become a teacher someday, but never thought I could teach the Chinese language in the UK. Although I'd already got my B8 education degree in China, I'd also had a short experience being a teacher at a senior school. The class that I teach is called Mandarin A, consisting of 11 students. Betty Yang, the principal of the Chinese school, introduces me to my students. Oh dear, you don't seem to welcome me. What should I do? I'm so surprised. The students here are totally different from in China. Generally, the students in China are not allowed to speak at random in the classes. But that doesn't seem to be the case here. Whatever, I must try it. So I plucked up the courage and introduced myself to them.
My name is Lin. Casey Lin. Yes, sure. Oh, great. So, can I have your name? Okay, your name? Jimmy. And how old are you? Eight.
Yes, sir. This is my first class teaching at Burma's Chinese school. It's a really fresh experience for me, as it's my first time teaching the Chinese language in English. After 2 hours class, my throat feels very dry, as if on fire. It doesn't seem easy to be a teacher here.
She's the champion! Yeah.
There are around 80 students currently studying at Burma's Chinese school. As a charity school, students only have 2-hour class on each Sunday afternoon. In the school, the majority of the students are so-called BBC, British-born Chinese. So the first language for them, of course, is English. Some of the students are British children and adults who are interested in the Chinese language. We studied the Chinese Mandarin and the Cantonese language here and get to know Chinese culture. 29th January 2006, Sunday, fresh and clear. Today is Chinese New Year's Day. We are holding a big event at the school celebrating traditional Chinese New Year.
My name's Rebecca and I come from Spain. We're doing a costume show and a dragon dance to celebrate the Chinese New Year.
Oh, hi, my name is Zhang Tingting, Rebecca Sang, and today I'll be celebrating Chinese New Year by doing a ribbon dance along with a fan dance and some lion dancers in the background. It's actually a duet. There are two dancers, but one's using fans and one's using ribbons.
I'm Betty. I'm a Burma's Chinese school's principal. Today we do a traditional Chinese New Year. This year is a dog year, and I do this event. It's the first time in Burma. And the students, they are involved, they like to involve, and the parents also involved. We do the Chinese competition cooking and do a lot of programs such like ribbon dance, kung fu dance, and also the lion dance. I'm really happy. If the feedback is good, I will carry on.
I'm glad to take part in this event. I'd have a performance of my own playing the Chinese lute, a pipa. The pipa is one of the oldest Chinese musical instruments, which has a 2,000-year history and is still very popular in China today. The piece I'm playing is called The Spring Snow. This classical piece describes the scene in spring, when all of nature is fresh and vibrant with a flowing melody and a lilting rhythm. My pipa performance is applauded, and the people seem interested in this ancient Chinese instrument. The mayor and mayoress of Burma are attending the events as well. My friend Ian interviewed the mayor.
I'm Ted Taylor. I am the mayor of Bournemouth, and I'm the mayor of Bournemouth for 1 year, and I get invited to all the different events, and I was invited today to celebrate the Chinese New Year. And I have enjoyed every minute of it. I enjoyed the children participating and all the judging. And plus I enjoyed listening to that wonderful musical instrument, a very ancient instrument. It's been 2,000 years, I believe, 2,000 years in that country. And I've also enjoyed the food and the celebration and the company. And I'm pleased to be able to say that was great to see members of the English community joining in and enjoying themselves at this wonderful Chinese New Year.
I'm quite happy to enjoy my time at Burma's Chinese school. I've got used to my students, and I've got to know the most suitable way of teaching them. Actually, the students here seem to be more active than in China. They have their own views and don't like to copy other people. Of course, it's not easy for them studying the Chinese language here, but they will do very well, I believe.